The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many kinds of shoppers today, and I suppose the newest category is that of the online shopper, especially those who shop on Amazon. It's rapidly growing. When I was in my first parish in Litchfield, there were diehard Fleet Farm shoppers. Every Saturday, they'd leave from Litchfield and go to Fleet Farm and make a day of it. And of course, there are Walmart shoppers, and then there's that last group, the Target shopper. Now, I'm a Target shopper. I have a Target Red card, so I save 5%. They also donate 1% of your purchases to an educational opportunity of your choosing, so I take advantage of that as well. But there's a problem. You see, I inadvertently raised my daughter to also be a Target shopper. And now that she's in med school, she lives only a few blocks from the only Super Target in North Dakota. So that's not necessarily a good thing. Now, Target has a tagline that says this: "Target run and done." I don't think my daughter heard that right. For her, it's "Target run and never done." She came home Monday evening. She was on break from med school. She wasn't home 1/2 hour before we were both at Target. That's how it goes. And of course, we go through the store clockwise, starting with clothing, which is a major draw for my daughter. So we spent time in clothing, and then we started heading back to the northeast corner of the store where all of the Halloween decor is. On the way, we passed the toy aisles, and I heard some commotion. Here in the center of the toy aisle was a little boy in the shopping cart with his mother that had those deer in the headlight look. The little boy had seen a toy, and he wanted it. And he was making his case to get that toy. His mom said, "No, we're not here for toys today." And she started moving the cart down the aisle. Now, the little boy needed to come up with a tactic. And so he started with those words, "Please, please, Mommy, please, I've been good." She kept pushing the cart. We found them later when we got over to the grocery aisles. By this time, the little boy's eyes were pretty red. Evidently, he'd been crying some. But now he'd entered what I would call phase two. Mom, I love you. I love you, Mommy. Mom, I love you so much. Interesting, by the time my daughter and I got in the checkout line, here right behind us was that woman with the little boy in the cart. And lo and behold, he had a big smile on his face. He was holding his toy. His persistence had got him what he wanted. He knew what he wanted, and he hung in there until he got it. Now, today's readings are all about persistence. We encounter Jacob in our first reading. Now, Jacob is a scrappy fighter, and he knows what he wants, and he's not going to stop fighting until he gets it. He wants a blessing. And you notice in the text, the struggle continued all the way through the night, and Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. His persistence also paid off. He got what he wanted. In our gospel today, we encounter the need to be persistent, to pray always and not lose heart. I don't know about you, but I think it's getting harder and harder to be persistent today and not give up. Yes, we live in a world that is God's, but it's hard sometimes to see where God is at work in the world. I don't know about you, but I don't see a lot of compassion today. I don't see a lot of building up today. I don't see a lot of hope today. Sometimes I just want to shut the door and draw the drapes. I just want to give up. Being persistent doesn't seem to be getting me any place. But the widow was persistent. She got her justice. And it seems the point of our gospel today is to teach us that persistence builds our character, and persistence builds our faith, and persistence builds our endurance. Our gospel today closes with a haunting question. Jesus wonders, and yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith on earth, or will we have all given up? Because it doesn't seem like it's made any difference. Today, Paul, in our second reading, gives us some good words. Be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Today, I suppose we could say we live in unfavorable times. Maybe that means we have to dig our heels in a little deeper. We have to try a little harder. We have to look to find the good. But it's out there. There is hope out there in the world today, and you and I bring it out with us when we leave this place. When we've been reminded again of who loves us and why. And who cares for us and why, and who needs us and why. You and I go out to be Jesus' eyes and ears and hands and feet, and above all, a compassionate heart. And so today, again, let us thank the one who feeds us and sustains us and sends us out into the world to be hope, to be love, and to be caring, so that when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith at work on earth. Thanks be to God. Amen.